So you're running out of closet space. But the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's International Dance Day today, so of course, I'll be doing a tap dance routine. You won't be able to see it, but that's the great thing about tap. You can hear it. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Thursday, April 29th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. International Dance Day today. And for those of you that have not been listening for a while, you may not know that I was once a DJ. I did a ton of weddings, corporate events, things like that. So I got to see a lot of people dancing. I got to see a lot of bad dancing and some good dancing, don't get me wrong, but a lot of bad dancing out there. And as a DJ, there's certain songs that you put on to just get the dance floor crowded, you know, celebration or, you know, something along those lines, right? Well, yeah. I started DJing the year Macarena came out, and I had to some nights play that song once, twice, maybe even three times, because people would just go nuts over the Macarena. Some people even gave me little handouts on how to do the Macarena so we could hand those out. It was not a proud moment or a proud year for me. Probably the worst year to start doing a DJ company with the Macarena coming out that year. But hey, I'm pretty good at the Macarena. I could do that here on International Dance Day. And it's international, so I guess that works, right? Well, what is today? It's the global celebration of dance. It's created by the Dance Committee of the International Theater Institute. And a lot of people that attend weddings have never been there or heard of this or know how to dance. I did on occasion just take some video. It's all been deleted, but you know, show the wife and have a little laugh at the end of the day. Okay, so what were the songs as a DJ that just bugged me? What were the dances that just bugged me? Lean Back, the Terror Squad song, like lean back, like it was such a basic, simple dance. I kind of like that one because it's easy to do, and everybody would just be able to do it. But the problem with that song was you wouldn't bring in the older crowd. So you only had the people that were of, you know, that age, 20 somethings, that would dance to that one. Cha-Cha Slide was a little bit different. And see that one, Mr. C and the Slide Man, right? That one was a little bit different too, because that would bring in the older crowd, because he's basically telling you what to do, you know, step to the right, step to the left, whatever it is. But then he does that part where he says, "Now Charlie Brown." And the funniest thing about that is I would always look forward to that part of the song, because then I would look around and people wouldn't know what to do. They would just stand there and look at everybody else trying to figure out what that part of the song was. So that was always entertaining for me. I wasn't DJing anymore when Gangnam Style came out, but I feel like that one would have been a fun one to just watch everybody do that dance, because that dance is that's kind of fun. It is. Come on. Now, of course, YMCA, that was a big one. Every party wanted to hear YMCA. It sort of got a bad name for a little while. And I actually, you know, marketed myself as a, you know, more of a professional type of DJ company that didn't play the cheese ball stuff, and definitely one of the cheesy dances. But come on, everybody knows it. Grandma loves it. And so does the kids. So you got to play YMCA at some point. Conga. Now, that was a fun one when you were trying to pull people onto the dance floor, because they would just go to the tables and pull everybody on. Electric Slide. Yeah, I know I'm going on about these songs, but isn't it kind of cool to hear what the DJ is thinking when he's playing these songs? Because all of us are thinking these things. The Electric Slide, well, that one was just easy. Okay, well, people are going to do this. And that was always fun watching the newbie electric sliders trying to figure it out. Now, okay, there were a couple of songs that and dances, I guess, that I just thought were like, this is ridiculous. That whole Harlem Shake thing, that kind of bugged me. Now, that was more about the videos. Like, those were fun. But trying to play something along those lines and replicate that was not so fun. I'm glad I wasn't around for flossing, because that's just going to be weird to watch a bunch of people flossing together. Whip my hair back and forth, you know, the Will Smith's daughter. I can't think of her name right now, but Jada Pinkett. No, that's the wife. I can't think of her name, but yeah, I can think of that song, and I can think, not a fan. And then of course, twerking. I was around for some forms of twerking while I was DJing, but not the latest forms. And I'm thinking Miley Cyrus on that one, is whatever she's doing. So plenty of dances, the twist and things like that from the 50s. Those were always fun. There's a song, Jive Bunny and the Mix Masters. They do this, all these 50s songs all together. And I would play that sometimes just to kind of, you know, get rid of all the 50 songs all at once. But then, of course, people would like it. And then I have no other 50 songs to play. But that one was always fun, too. All right. There. I've talked DJ for like 5 minutes. And hopefully you enjoyed it. It's also International Guide Dog Day. And I love right here. And again, I'm telling another story here. We're not going to have much time for events, because I'm just talking too darn much today. Which really, I'm talking now instead of talking in a second. But yeah. And go to guidedogs.com. There's a place here not far from where I live that it's Guide Dogs for the Blind, and they're a fantastic organization. I'm sure, you know, things are a little bit more difficult because of COVID. So whatever you can do, just pretend it's volunteer for them day. Go check out their website and see what you can do to help, because I think it's a fantastic organization. They've definitely helped out a friend of mine. It's also National Shrimp Scampi Day today, which makes me just think of Red Lobster. I would love to go to Red Lobster. I don't know why. I haven't been there in forever, but it sounds kind of good, actually. And Shrimp Scampi just says Red Lobster to me. It's also National Zipper Day today, and I should have had one of those on my mouth when I started talking about DJing. Sadly, I did not. So what are you going to do? All right, let's take a look at our events for today. I'm just going to skip the commercial there. We'll just consider that bonus time here. But Grammarly, there's a link in the description. There you go. Did the commercial. On this day in 1863, William Randolph Hearst was born. I know I usually do the birthdays towards the end, but I talk so darn much, I'm already to the birth. No, I'm talking about him because he was such a huge icon. The Hearst Mansion down, it's about halfway between LA and San Francisco on the coast of California. It's just this amazing, amazing place. If you ever come to California, it's a great trip down the coast. It's fantastic. Good to go check it out. He basically donated it to the state of California so that everybody can go on these cool tours and see what's going on at Hearst Mansion and how he lived, what the lifestyle was. You had celebrities flying in and all this stuff happening at the mansion. So definitely go check that out. I figured I'd throw that in now. And maybe someday I'll DJ a party there if I ever come out of retirement. In 1988, here is a wedding that I did not do, but I wish I did. Burt Reynolds married Lonnie Anderson in 1988. They had met on the set of Stroker Ace. And that is such like a typical 80s movie. It came out in 1983. They dated for 5 years and they were together for a little over a decade. He said that she slept around. She said that he beat her. In 2014, Lonnie and Burt both basically just tried to get rid of this whole thing, put it all behind them, and they sold all their memorabilia, like all the gifts they gave each other and all of that. Like it was just gone. I guess they well needed some cash. All right. Let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Duke Ellington was born on this day in 1899. He passed away in 1974. Del Earnhardt was born on this day in 1951, passing away in 2001. It's Michelle Pfeiffer's birthday today. She turns 63. Willie Nelson is 88. I wonder what he'll do to celebrate. And Jerry Seinfeld is 67 today. That is your look at April 29. Thanks for listening to This Is Today and all my DJ stories and about dances and all that fun stuff. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, just head over to our website and let us know about it. You can also hit us up in social media. We'll be happy to talk about whatever it is. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with a MyLowe's Rewards credit card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or lowes.com for details.